USA Radio News. President Biden is calling for the removal of normal trade relations with Russia following the invasion of Ukraine.
A most favored nation status designation means two countries have agreed to trade with each other under the best possible terms.
This proposal would put Moscow's trade relationship with the United States in the same category as North Korea and Cuba and would also require congressional approval. 65 million people are under a winter weather advisory this weekend as a powerful winter storm blowing into the Northeast is expected to intensify into a bomb cyclone. Some areas could receive more than 12 inches of snow. Six West Point cadets are recovering after overdosing on cocaine laced with fentanyl while on spring break in Wilton Manors, Florida. All six were hospitalized. One cadet has been released. Two are in critical condition and on ventilators. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says Vladimir Putin is the one to blame for what's happening in Ukraine.
Mr. Putin can stop this war right now.
Kirby also noted the possibility of Russia using chemical and biological weapons against Ukraine is a serious concern. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned there could be another year of high inflation amid the uncertainty caused by the invasion of Ukraine. Prices have soared at their fastest pace in 40 years over the last 12 months. The latest data from the Labor Department show consumer prices climbed 7.9% in February from a year ago, the largest annual increase since January 1982. A court in El Salvador ordered the capture of former President Alfredo Cristiani in relation to the 1989 massacre of six Jesuit priests and two others. Prosecutors allege that Cristiani knew of the military's plan to eliminate the priests and did nothing to stop them. In a statement released by Cristiani's daughter, the former leader denied all allegations. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A Wisconsin judge has set a trial date for the man involved in the Christmas parade deaths.
Daryl Brooks Jr., the man accused of driving through a Christmas parade deliberately and killing six people in Wisconsin, will go to trial in October. Brooks Jr. appearing in court on Friday, where a judge ruled his trial will start October 3rd. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Arrests and deportations by Immigration and Customs Enforcement are down under the Biden administration. The new yearly report from ICE shows the agency arrested 74,000 illegal immigrants last fiscal year. The acting director of ICE said the numbers show a focus on cases that delivered the greatest law enforcement impact. The number of arrests fell to its lowest total since 2015, while deportations dropped to the lowest number since 2008. A Pennsylvania couple is facing charges after doing a YouTube challenge inside of a Target store. Court documents say Johnson LaRose and Charlotte Fisher, known on YouTube as Saucy and Honey, are being charged with third-degree trespassing. Saucy and Honey filmed themselves sleeping overnight without permission inside of a Target as part of a stunt posted on their YouTube channel. The couple is free on a $25,000 bond, but have been banned from all Target stores in Pennsylvania. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.